Well, there's been a lot of talk in the program so far about the connection between the past and the future. And our final segment today continues that broad theme. It's about an initiative, run coincidentally by Tony Fry's University Griffith, which is seeing the digitisation of hundreds of unique Australian Indigenous paintings. The pictures are now available on the Google Art Project, and they come from the Gillery Rock Art Shelter in Arnhem Land in Australia's far north. Here's Professor Paul Tayson, the head of rock art research at Griffith University.
We've included 70 photographs from Gillery. Some of them are shots of panels where you can see hundreds of images at the same time. Others are close-up of some of the more spectacular ones. We've got associated information and links to videos and other sites as well. But in a sense, that's only scratching the surface. And one of the things that we would like to do for the next stage of the Google Art Project is to also provide a 3D navigation type experience, as has been done for some of the built galleries on that site.
And you're working on that 3D component with the Griffith University Virtual Reality Lab, aren't you?
That's right. Griffith has this wonderful virtual reality lab based on the Gold Coast, and I'm actually going there this afternoon to see what they have done with some of my scans of rock art sites with a new virtual reality program.
So what are you hoping from that? What will that 3D component give people?
We've already tested this, and we reproduced a site near Gillery in 3D by taking a 3D laser scan and then putting it into a virtual reality program. Then we were able to produce a 1.5-minute film as if you're a Mimi spirit flying through the site and then actually then going into the rock, going behind the painted panel and looking at the art from inside the rock and then coming out and looking at it from the front again. And through the Google Art Project links, you can go and look at that online and even with a two-dimensional screen, get a bit of a 3D effect.
What role have the traditional owners played with this particular project? And what's been their reaction to seeing their rock art on Google Art?
From the very beginning when we began working at Gillery and across the Wellington Range, the traditional owners have been involved in a very collaborative, equal basis. Ronald Lamy-Lamy is one of my research partners in the project, and he makes a lot of the decision-making as to where to sample for radiocarbon dating, for instance. And he was thrilled with the result. We had him at the launch in Canberra, and he thought this was a fantastic way to educate children and future generations, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous alike. He was also thrilled that his family's art, his ancestors' visual art, was up there with the best images, paintings, sculpture from around the world, from famous art galleries. And what this said to him is, hey, my stuff is as important as that produced by any other people from any period of time.
Now, you're using Google Art and also these 3D scans that you've talked about to give greater access to the rock art there at Gillery. Is there also, though, a preservation dimension here? By recording them in 3D and by having these high-resolution images of them, is there a benefit for possible preservation later on down the track?
There are all sorts of preservation, conservation benefits by recording in 3D. First of all, we get a very detailed, accurate recording right down to the millimeter if you're doing laser scanning. And secondly, if something happened to a site, for instance, an earth tremor caused a key part of it to collapse or it was covered in graffiti, there is technology and software available to produce an exact replica of the site if we've recorded it through laser scanning. We can also monitor changes, cracks in the wall, vandalism, the growth of termite tunnels, and so forth, and intervene at an appropriate time. So it allows us to do lots of other conservation and preservation things as well as educational things.
Now, you've spoken publicly about the need to protect Australian rock art, and you've called for the creation of a national register. Does the technology you've been using have the potential to help with that sort of approach?
It certainly does. What we would like to do, if we can raise the fund, is to record at least the top 50, if not the top 100 sites across Australia in 3D, so that we have that record that can go into a database for the future. We also would like to use 3D still and video cameras to document sites. And I tested some of those last year, and they're wonderful. This 3D high-definition video camera just became available last October, and I trialed it at some sites in China where I'm also doing some work, and the results were amazing. If we look at the video that I shot in our virtual reality lab, people pop out into the room. It really is incredible.
Just finally, the work that you've been doing really blends ancient history with very modern technology. How do you see the blurring between those two things, between those two areas?
Well, of course, the past always has shaped the future, and they're intimately linked. In the 30 years or so that I've been studying rock art, I've seen incredible technological change. When I first was going out to sites in remote areas, we didn't have mobile phones, we didn't have GPS, we didn't have any of the digital camera equipment we have today. We were taking all these canisters of film and so forth with us. So there's been amazing change in that regard. Now we can fly in small helicopters to really remote areas where you only can just sort of barely touch down on a rock that's jutting up from the forest. So the change in technology has been wonderful to experience, but I've always been interested in bringing the past into the future and involving this new technology in ways that will stimulate younger people to learn about the past.
The head of rock art research at Griffith University, Professor Paul Tayson. And of course, there's a link on our site.